to come on up front. Maybe we can, maybe you guys can just sit in the front here for just a moment so the guys don't have to stand up here and hang around. Okay. We're going to have a brief child dedication this morning. This is something that we do that is traditional, that is not commanded in Scripture, but we believe it's a good thing to do anytime you publicly acknowledge something that's good and something that's a good thing to do. So today what we are going to do is spend some time praying for the children and in a sense of getting a public confession from their parents to raise them in the faith, in the Christian faith. I'd like to read a couple of passages of Scripture as we prepare for this. When God was judging Israel in Psalm 50, he said this to them, "Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not reprove you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me. I shall take no young bull out of your house, nor male goats out of your fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all it contains." We so get wrapped up in the things that we possess that we often forget that everything that we have is from the Lord. The biblical term for our responsibility for the things that God grants to us is the term stewardship. He gives us stewardship of those things that are ours? No. Of the things that are His, to which He loans to us for a while. Our possessions, our homes, our vocations, but maybe most of all, our children. We live in a culture where the value of children has been deeply lost and neglected. And as the people of God, we need to acknowledge that God is the giver of children, and yet they remain His. This morning, when we dedicate the Winterstrom boys, what we are saying is, these children belong to the Lord. And Mom and Dad, you are stewards for a while of the things that God has given you. Paul refers to himself as a steward of God's grace. Well, among the many gracious things that he grants us is children, children of which we are stewards of. A pattern of this was given to us, not in an exactly similar way, but a pattern was given to us in the story of Hannah and Samuel, where she prayed for a child and God eventually granted her one. And after that, she said, "I have dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he has lived, he is dedicated to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. We too should think of the same way of our children, that they too are gifts from the Lord. They belong to him, and we must, in a sense, give them back to him continually. Some of us who have given away our children to marriage understand a little about what it means to let go. In a sense, we feed our children, but we let God raise them. And He is the one who is the giver of life, and we need to be the ones who give back to Him that which is rightly His. Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides thee, nor is there any rock like our God." This morning we acknowledge that the rock is Christ, and this home needs to be built upon the rock of Christ and these children raised in such a context. So this morning, we're going to ask three questions, and we're going to pray for the family as well, that God would bless them and bless them with good lives full of Christ and love for one another. So Why don't you 6 stand?